Well, hello and welcome back to the Kenyan Life Podcast. My name is Justin Moretti and this is Motivation Monday. I'm here, I'm back. It's been a minute, it's been a proper minute, but you know what? I'm here to talk to you kidogo and then maybe I disappear. But you know, sometimes knowledge is good when you put it out kidogo, kidogo, not too much. I'm not gatekeeping any information I've learned, but it's okay. I'm just a bit busy, guys. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. So, Motivation Monday, I hope you're well. The last episode I did was, I think, August 21st. I know it's been a minute, and I've seen the numbers over, I'm really happy. That 3 digits in terms of listenings. Oh, my days. I'm quite happy. Over 100 listeners. You know, we're about to reach 500 in that episode, and I'm grateful for that. I'm always grateful for what you're willing to do for me or for yourself, because you know you just want knowledge, and maybe it's not for me, but ikonini. I don't know why I'm saying ikonini too much, but anywho, I'm here to talk about one of the things that I'm planning to do this year, and I wish we can do it together with you. I wish for us to choose pushing the limit for the year. That's my plan, and that's why I'm sharing it with you to see if you're willing to go on that journey by yourself, yeah? But in association or in relation to the topic. What do I mean by pushing the limit? 2024 started on a Monday. I was telling a few friends about it, and I was like, do you know when a year starts on Monday, it means proper business? And that should be the case. It should mean business. This year to you should mean we are standing on business. And that's the rule of the game. That's the rule of the year. Everything you want to do specifically, from your dreams to your goals, you know, to the purpose, all those things, head in that direction. Do not shy away. It's that year to decide that maybe you want the best for yourself. Maybe you want the world for yourself. And as I've said before in my previous episodes, you choose what you want for yourself and you go for it. Because it's very important to understand that maybe I'm slacking a bit, and that's okay. You take accountability for that. You take responsibility for the fact that you're slacking a tad bit. And that's fine. Because we're human at the end of the day. Consistency is key, but consistency is also hard. But it's workable. Just like your dreams and your goals. Well, last year, let me give you a bit of a story. Last year, I got to go to places that I never, never thought I would go. Specifically, BBC. And this was just the weirdest way to get into a trip. My lecturer just pointed out that on a Wednesday, he'll not be available because he's going to BBC with a different class. I was like, okay, cool. And I was in another class. So in this same class, he mentioned it. I was curious about BBC. I was curious about where he's going. So I asked him and he told me he's going to BBC with another class. And that's the plan. Yada, yada, yada. And then I asked him, is it possible for me to get into this trip? He said, well, you need to ask other students. One of the students who's in charge of that and looking at the list, they'll tell me if I can be fitted into it. So I was like, cool, I'll ask. The next thing, I call up my friend, because one of the students who were in charge of the list, sorry, I'm in kidogo, they were my friend, and they still are my friend. So I called them up. I'm like, hey, listen, yo. So I hear you guys are going to BBC. So is there any possibility I can be fitted into the list? She's like, for now, it's a bit tricks, but we'll see. I will keep you posted. And then she was like, I can also go and ask the lecturer who's also taking us. So they were supposed to go 2 lecturers. So BBC again. Get myself into that. So I go to class with them. It was like one of those late night classes. If you're in USA, you know there's one of those 7:20 to 9 classes. So I'm done with my 5:30 to 7. I go with my friends to the class. I ask the lecturer, and the lecturer is like, you know, there's a possibility that there might be some students who will not be available on that day. So you might get an opportunity, but just be on standby. I was like, cool, noted. So great stuff, innit? So I decide, sure, I will wait. Then I get a call on that day, on that Wednesday, and I confirmed that I can come to BBC. And just like that, I went to BBC and I saw so much and I learned so much. And just like that, I got into it. You know, I realized that my kerere, if you don't know what kerere is, it's just, you know, chasing it, basically, for lack of a better word. Kerere is just you putting yourself in some things, in some positions, so that you can get opportunities. That's the positive kerere, guys. Yeah, please note that. So, bit by bit, I realized that me pushing myself, kujituma, sending yourself, direct translation, gets you certain to certain places. Same way I got into USIU, kujituma. And that's the plan for this year. Pushing your limits. Because, you know, you put your own limits. Nobody else puts limits for you. Nobody will ever tell you that you will not attain such, you know, such greatness or the greatness you want. It's just yourself. You put that barrier. And that's why I want to ask you today. I want to request that this year be the year for you to choose your, you know, your greatness, your goals. You push for it, you work for it, and you'll be grateful for it. I was reading something on the difference between instant gratification and long-term gratification. A friend of mine was asking me, actually no, a cousin of mine was saying, apparently, that he had something about me buying a car. And I said, if I had the money, I'd choose to buy a car, yes. But now, if I had that particular money, I would not choose to buy a car. Why? Because there's a certain gratification that will come later on because of this. Yeah? And if I got a car now, it wouldn't be on my money. Yeah? It would be on my folks. And I don't want that. You know? I want to buy my own stuff. I want to go to Mombasa, pick up that car and drive it to Nairobi or maybe drive it to Meru because why not? It's my car, right? Because sometimes you look at things and they're like, you know, if you get this, there's a string attached to it. So from time to time, you understand the difference between instant gratification and long-term gratification. You understand why something happened like this before it happened like that, you know? So sometimes life is funny. But also sometimes life is worthy. And worthy is key. So please do this. This coming year, not this coming year, this year in progress. Yeah, I'm currently recording this on the 6th of January. Probably air out in the next few days. But I'm just asking you to make sure you push your limits to the core. Because you know what? You are worthy of greatness. And that particular greatness is chosen for you. So choose it for yourself. I'll leave you with that small knowledge, kidogo kidogo, sprinkle sprinkle, and I call it an episode. I will be sure to try my very best to sprinkle some episodes here and there, but no promises, but I'll try to be consistent. Yeah, I've always said that, and I feel like now it's just not me keeping my promise, and it's unfair to you as my listener, but I am really, really grateful for the fact that you tend to push this episodes every single time I air them out. So be sure to take care of yourself, be sure to have some good fun this year, and make sure umejituma, una? Stand on business, either relationship-wise, mentally, physically, career-wise, professionally, psychologically, all those leads. You got it? So go kill it, love it. And me saying go kill it doesn't mean you go kill something. No. Kill your goals. Finish them. Take them by the horn. Chonjo, chonjo, wagwan. Bye-bye. Take care. Cheers.